you know, that party where I ended up meeting Jim.
Carol Lee loved to tell that story, and I'd be so curious what the story maybe actually is.
Oh, well, Carol had it pretty right. Jim had been through, at that point, lung cancer himself and lost one lung. He had two children at the time, which were 1.5 and 3.5. And then his wife, his third wife, died of a colon cancer, which had just spread everywhere, which is thanks, may I say, at this moment, to the incredible sexism of the American healthcare system and probably healthcare systems everywhere. She had Adrian before Jim knew he was sick. It all happened in 1 year. And through the summer, she complained that, you know, she had pains in her abdomen. And the doctors would say, well, every woman is different, you know, postpartum pains, you know. So meanwhile, in October, Jim gets pregnant. He's got pains in his lungs. And they take him in right away and x-ray him. And he turns out he has lung cancer, gets the operation. Anne is still hurting. And then in January, they finally take her seriously. She's got a 6-month-old baby at that point. It's gone too far. Yeah. The cancer has gone too far. And they try, you know, radiation, they try certain things and it's just, it's too late. So in the spring, you've got Jim still recovering from his lung operation, you know. So she died the following September and Jim took a leave of absence from York University and decided that he was going to drive around the country with his two little kids, 1.5 and 3.5. This is the point, you know, when I told my mother this story, she said, that man is crazy. Don't marry him. I mean, it was crazy. It was, you know, they weren't even toilet trained. And he did. And he bought a van and packed the kids in car seats in the second seat of the van and started driving. And he drove down to Boston. He planned it all out. You know, he knew where he was going to stay. And then he planned to go down to New York City where the kids' godparents are there. Winston Roth is the godfather. He's a painter. And the godmother is Susan Osberg, who is a dancer. And so they have a big loft down there in the, it's right down there by Central Street where he got in touch with Carol Lee, of course, and Carol Lee put on a party for him. And so she said, oh, wait to meet Jim. He's wonderful and so on and so forth. And my role was calling people up and asking them to this party. So I was calling up, you know, all Jim Brackage was in town and Phil Corner, Jackson McClough, and everybody that she could think of that, you know, knew Jim. And that was actually Jim's reason, he said later, for having taken this trip, which was, you know, when people hear you have lung cancer, they hear you have lung cancer. And there was, of course, no Facebook or anything like that back then. Yeah. And the next thing they know, they hear you died, because that's usually what happens when people have lung cancer. And he said, I want people to know that I'm still alive. So he drove cross country with these two little kids in this van. She threw this party for him and it was great. There was probably, I would say, 20, 30 people there. It was a big party. And that's where I met Jim. And he's a very charismatic, dynamic person. And I don't know if you've ever seen him. There's quite a bit of YouTube up on where you can actually see Jim teaching, for instance.
Yeah, I have. I've watched footage of Jim. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, he was a dynamic guy and very attractive, although skinny as anything. He probably weighed 140 pounds at that point because he was still recovering and he was just so, yeah. So I ended up staying the night there at the apartment with Jim